Psalms week 3, day 3, do not trust in riches for salvation. This is Psalm 49. To the victor, for the sons of Korah, a psalm. Hear this, all the peoples. Give ear, all you that dwell in this lifetime. Even the sons of man, even the sons of a man, the rich and the needy together. Why should I fear in the days of evil? The iniquity of my heels surrounds me. Those who trust in their belongings and praise themselves in the multitude of their riches, ransoming a brother will not ransom a man. He will not give to God an atonement for him. For he sees that the wise die. The senseless one and the brutish one perish together and leave their belongings to others. Their inward thought is that their houses will be to eternity, their habitations for generation and generation. They call by their own names the tracts of ground. But man, who is in what is precious, does not abide. He is similar to the beasts that are cut off. As a flock, they are put in hell. Death shall pasture them. Surely God will ransom my soul from the hand of hell, for he will receive me, Selah. Fear not when a man is enriched, when the glory of his house multiplies, for in his death he shall take nothing. His glory shall not go down after him. For in his life, he blesses his soul, and they confess thee that thou doest good to thyself. So those are some parts of Psalm 49. And now looking at the Prophets and Psalms summary of the spiritual sense, it begins with the successive vastation of the church, the stages. It says, let there be attention to the following. About those who are merely natural and boast of their knowledges and their own intelligence, represented by riches in this psalm. No salvation comes from that source. However much they may boast of such things, they perish and come into hell. So here we have the theme of the last judgment coming into the psalm as well. And then in verse 15, salvation is solely from the Lord, solely in the Lord. And then the last part of the psalm, knowledge and one's own intelligence does not save after death. So now we'll read some of the details. The sons of man, the sons of a man, the rich and the needy. The sons of man signify spiritual truths from the Lord through the word, which are doctrinals, and the sons of man, two different Latin and Hebrew words here for man, signify rational and natural truths that are from the understanding. So we have spiritual truths and rational and natural truths. Thus, they signify the understanding of the word. The rich and the needy signify those who attain much wisdom from these truths and those who attain but little. Then explaining the words, the iniquity of my heels surrounds me, in verse 5. By the heel is meant the lowest natural or bodily part. The most ancient people referred to man's celestial and spiritual things to the head and face, what comes forth from these as charity and mercy to the chest, natural things to the lower legs and feet, lower natural things to the soles of the feet, and the lowest natural and corporeal things to the heel. Corporeal means bodily things. The mode in which the serpent destroyed those lowest natural things among the Jews by sensuous things, traditions, trifles, and by the love of self and the world, and how at this day he has destroyed and continues to destroy them by the things of sense, of memory, knowledge, and of philosophy, and at the same time by the same loves, shall of the Lord's divine mercy be told hereafter. The senseless one and the brutish one, what does that mean? We read, the signification of a beast of burden is bodily pleasure or appetite, that it signifies with but little consciousness, is because when a man is in these cupidities or lusts, he consults reason but little, and thus has but little consciousness of what he is doing. For the more a man acts from the body, the less he acts from reason. The body being in the world, thus remote from heaven, where genuine reason is. Moreover, in the original tongue, a beast of burden is so called from its brutishness and stupidity, thus from its little consciousness, as in this song. Questions and comments. Number one, in the natural sense, this psalm is against setting our heart on riches and the pride of wealth. In the spiritual sense, wealth corresponds to having a lot of knowledge, especially of the Word. Which is a more serious problem today? Pride in wealth or pride in one's own intelligence? Number two, the iniquity of our heels, as the psalm says, still surrounds us, as the loves of self and the world destroy people's faith in the Word and a life according to it by things of sense, memory, knowledge, and philosophy. What is an example of this? Number three, twice this psalm says, man, who is in what is precious and understands not, is similar to the beasts that are cut off. How can we apply this to ourselves so the church is not vastated in us?